Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Amen. John 3:16. What does it say to you? Are you part of the world? Sinful world? An unloving world? A hateful world? That God loved anyway? In spite of my sinfulness, in spite of my hatefulness, and yours? Loved anyway so much that he handed over, that he sacrificed his one and only Son. So that whoever it is, our worst enemies, or we ourselves, who believes in him, in this Son of God, will not perish, will not die forever in hell, will not be damned forever in hell, but instead have eternal, everlasting life in heaven with God. This is what Jesus said to Nicodemus after he told him that he, Jesus, was going to be lifted up like Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert. And then he goes on to say to Nicodemus in our hearing, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The world was already condemned. All of it. All of us. But God sent his Son to save us from that condemnation. Whoever, there's that whoever again, whoever believes in him, in that Son, is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son, the only begotten, has not believed in who he is and what he does. Now, why would people do that? Why would any of us not believe in who Jesus is and what Jesus does? Why would any of us not say, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord. Why are we called a little flock instead of a great big flock? You might recall that we were told earlier on, Jesus knew what was in man. Jesus goes on to explain, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world. Jesus is the light. His name is the light. Who he is and what he does is the light. The Word of God is the light. But men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. That is why, in spite of the fact that Jesus redeemed the entire world of sinners, in spite of the fact that God justified the entire world of sinners, in spite of the fact that the good news has been going out to all creation for thousands of years, most people are not Christians. Most people are not repentant sinners. Most people are going to hell anyway. Because the person who does not believe stands condemned already. Because people love darkness instead of light. Who are they? Those fornicators? Who are they? Gangbangers? Or is it people who love the darkness of pride? Or the darkness of greed? Or the darkness of selfishness? Yes, work righteous people love darkness rather than light too. People who carry a grudge love the darkness of the darkness rather than light too. People who give up fighting temptation and give in to it and say, I can repent later, love the darkness rather than light too. Everyone, Jesus says, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. Doesn't want to give up the deeds. Doesn't want to forsake them. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. It is God who has worked in us both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. It is God who works in our hearts by his Spirit so that we fight the good fight of faith, and in the end, receive the salvation of our souls. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever, even you and I, whoever believes in him, will not perish, but have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let's sing hymn 144, verses 1, 2, and 5.